to the Impact Zone. I'm your host, Logan Crosland, and I would like to thank you for joining us for episode number 95, where we will be live watching the Impact episodes from December 14th and December 21st, 2006. Let me now bring in my co-host, Jacob Williams. How you doing, Jacob?
I'm doing all right. I have a toothpick in my mouth for some reason. I feel like Razor Ramon.
Was it Scott Hall coming back? Oh, my God.
Oh, if only.
That's true. We have Nash, but Hall might just be too much for our hearts, so we'll just settle for Nash for now. But our lone expert for the night is the captain of the Chicken Salad Express, and that's Ben Locke. How you doing, Ben?
Good evening, Luke. Good evening, everybody. Yes, very well. Apart from this cough and cold, I'm okay. Well, you know, we are men. We do not mention things like that.
Yeah, I believe we're fully in Lurgy season, so me and Ben might sniffle a little bit more than usual. Jake is actually sickness free for once, so
yeah.
But yeah,
but we don't make a big deal of it. We're fine, you know.
This may go down in infamy as the sniffle pod, so we'll see. but we'll get right into our episodes for the night as we have a lovely production fuck up to start out with. So we will hit play to get past that in 3, 2, 1. We are on episode 211, by the way.
Wow.
So how does it feel, Jake? You've watched 211 Impacts. What have you done with your life?
Wait, how is that even... Is that even accurate? How could that even mathematically be correct? I'm trying to run the numbers now. So when did Impact start? 2004?
It'd be just over 100, wouldn't it?
Yeah, like, I wonder if this is one of those production things where it's like...
Yeah, maybe it's... Maybe they're counting the weekly pay-per-views.
Yeah, that could be.
That's what it said. I'm just reading the screen.
I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah, I think I am too. I feel like I read something recently where we were pretty deep in, but I would have to really look and do research, and I'm just not up to that right now.
You're not the research guy.
Got to reorient my brain here after we were post WrestleMania weekend, so my wrestling hard drive was completely like blown out by the
overrode or
right, exactly. So I have to reorient what the hell's going on TNA because watched like 400 hours of wrestling in like 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did just have the Turning Point episode. That was our last episode. So. Joe was able to beat Kurt Angle this time, so they each have a submission victory over each other.
Hell of a match.
Though they stupidly let Kurt pin Joe on that Impact before the pay-per-view, so Kurt still has the edge.
Oh, hello, Tracy.
We have the psychopathic Bobby Roode in here as he continues to yell at Tracy for no reason. Tracy, fresh off of her loss in the bikini contest to Eric Young.
Well, yeah.
Robert Roode looking very great value evolution here.
Great value, Randall.
Oh, yeah, he's got full on Randy, hasn't he?
He even has the unbuttoned top button, so he can show off the chest meat.
this is like the report cover I put my social studies fair project report in.
Yeah, that is a very low grade. Is that his resume? It has Roode in really bold letters.
His resume. I want to read Bobby Roode's resume. What's his LinkedIn?
I was once glorious.
He wants it's like glorious from 2016 to.
Oh, Kurt does not like any CV based shenanigans.
The recap I have pulled up says that Angle came to the ring, told Roode to get lost or suffer bone breakage.
Oh. But does it specify which bone?
No, apparently he then tells Tracy Brooks that he'll break off a bone in her, too.
Well.
Well.
Hello.
Ew. But Rude apparently wants to sign Eric Young to his agency, so he wants to team up instead of fighting. That was what Rude was on about. Since Tracy keeps fucking up, he might as well have an old pal.
If you can't beat him, join him and all that.
Mm-hmm. And now Angle's talking about it. Can't believe he tapped.
Lovely bump on the top of Kate's head there. Mm-hmm.
He looks particularly perked tonight.
Yeah, I feel like he's so
his eyes
pulsating. He's like pulsating.
His eyes are very swollen.
Yeah, everything is just like his chest area is very troubling too. I feel like his sternum is about to burst.
Very
xenomorph.
Oh God! Yeah, he's about to predator all over the impact zone. What
he's saying? He's a very angry. He's a very angry man.
He wants a rematch with Joe, of course.
I feel like we don't get this very much where they do like someone on the, what do you call the TNA Titantron?
The TNA Tron. The Impact Tron.
Impact Vision.
Yeah. TNA Vision.
Honestly surprised they have that.
Yeah, me too. Via satellite. I'm surprised they can afford that.
via satellite from the local gym.
Mm-hmm. He's live via satellite from 5 feet from the ring. Joe throws Angle's words back at him because Angle said that was their last match, no matter what. So now Kurt's...
Oh.
Gotta convince him to have another match because he himself said that was their last match before.
Don't you get angry at Don, Kurt?
Oh no, don't do it, poor Don. Not one of Don's best combos. I do love Maroon, but
oh no.
You've got to be kidding me. Oh. My ankle's hanging on by a thread.
My help God. Him stay, dickhead.
I will say, he's selling it better than most.
Did he rip his shoe off?
God.
He sure did.
Oh, no, Mike has got above the desk.
He's dressed like a plum, but he's got a grapevine.
Oh, God.
Wow.
He has so many drugs in his body. He looks like an apple, Mike.
Is that our first use of lovable Don as like a source of sympathy?
Like, I believe so.
To get heat?
It works on me. I think so, yeah. He just broke poor Don's ankle. I wonder who will join Tanae on commentary if he'll go by himself. What a miserable experience, if so.
Oh, glad
we're on mute.
I've never been gladder to be on mute.
Nicely the helping Don.
I think Don's having an ankle lock induced heart attack right now. He's like clasping his chest. Like that Truth is still dancing. Don's like still writhing on the ground. Truth's like, well, still gotta do my moves.
Yeah. Like, oh,
shit. I love how during the commercial they didn't tote him out. Like,
right.
That's what I mean. No sign of a stretcher. He can get up. He's fine.
It's like, sucks for you, Don. Everyone's just dancing.
It's casual. New Raw Tag Team Champion, R-Truth here.
Yeah.
Ronald Killings.
Mr. Killings.
He was about to get squashed by a bug, I fancy.
Mr. This! Mr. Killings, I'm afraid Abyss is about to do what your name says to you.
Still world champ.
He is still world champ. He did retain at the pay-per-view. Even though he won the title by nefarious means, of course.
Doesn't matter how, just matters that you did. Mm-hmm. Slicking his shorts feels like a bygone era already.
I yeah, that's true. Funny. I will say, Jake, I finally watched the Buff Bagwell Dark Side of the Ring, and seeing Slick on that was quite the...
Yeah, it's good to hear the... I've been mentioning on like every podcast.
Yeah, I know.
Talking about Judy Bagwell shaving Buff's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
In very gruesome detail, of course.
Yeah, a heavy country accent.
Mm-hmm. He has gained quite a bit of weight, I'd all say. He is quite bloated now.
And Buff just looks like Tiger King at this point.
Yeah. He actually, somehow he looks better than he used to. I don't know how. I feel like he aged pretty well.
He's turned into Slick Bloated Johnson.
He's bloated pee instead of greasy pee.
Bloated pee.
Everybody loves a bloated pee.
Oh, yeah.
Greatest moments. 50 greatest moments. Latest.
I had that. I had that DVD.
Was number one the... tightrope.
I think I'm pretty sure number one was the tightrope.
Gotcha.
It was either the tightrope or I think they might have got Kurt's debut just snuck in.
Gotcha. It's got to be one of those two moments. I feel like those are pretty huge, at least to this point, for sure.
Speaking of Dark Side of the Ring, the Harley Race one was fantastic. That's like one of my favorites. It's so good. The craziest shit. Like, I just love these like older guys where they tell these stories and you're like, I don't know if this is real, but I don't feel like he's probably lying. It's just like insane stuff. Like, he had to travel with this like some wrestler back in the 60s or something who was like 700 pounds. And like part of his like paying his dues, he had to wash this giant man with like a water hose every night.
Oh,
like
oh
scrub him down like a scrub him down like an elephant.
Oh my god.
Just amazing.
Yeah, I think I was in like that move was awesome. I think I was in the middle of the Beefcake episode last time I was watching him. I don't think I quite finished that episode.
Beefcakes is more like everything he says. You're like, well, I don't know why you would lie about this, but he's clearly lying. I don't know why someone would lie about this, but like, I don't believe anything he says.
Learn from the best, brother. You learn from the best.
I think the Beefcake one is the one where he says something about like, he's like something about like he had some baggie and they thought it was anthrax or something. He's like, you know, it was just whatever. And he says some bullshit thing and they cut to Greg Valentine and it's like Greg Valentine. He's like, what it really was? Cocaine. It's like amazing. The Greg Valentine spots on those are so good. He's so dry.
Yeah. I was going to say, I will say the one thing I remember is him. That he was talking about like them being paired together as a tag team, and he was like, you know, he never really shut up, but I guess we were pretty good. I guess we were a pretty good tag team at the time. So.
His sound bites are so good. Like he's just,
oh,
ooh,
was a pretty good black hole slam for the win.
Black hole slam.
We needed Matt here to do running James Mitchell.
To be fair, the state of my voice, I could probably do one. I won't, but I could probably do a decent Mitchell impression tonight.
I imagine when he hit him in the balls earlier, he was like, Ron, you can't do that. Only I can do that to torture Abyss.
He's got the perpetual lurkies, James Mitchell.
Oh, we've got we've got Cornette on commentary. Here we go.
Well, I don't know if that's an upgrade or not.
I'd say probably not.
I'd like a Don Cornette. That would be a fun pairing.
That would be a lot of decaffeinated coffee needed, I think.
Well, by God, Don, I think you need to calm down. You need to get a towel. You're sweating your ass off. I know it's 900 degrees in here, but you got to get it under control, man.
I mean, Cornette's a professional. Look, he's got the run sheet.
Yeah. He also has a suit that is 4 million sizes too big.
Oh, look at that Velvet Revolver shirt Christian has on. That is very mid-2000s.
I was going to say,
very, very noughties there have been.
Yes, we got a lot of 2000s. We got a lot of noughties fashion choices going on here.
Mm-hmm. Is it Jarhead movie poster?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. We got Jarhead in the back.
Tomko with his wife beater shirt on. Interviewer, what's she got going?
Goldilocks 2.0's got a pretty nice Ashley Massaro WWE outfit on. She looks like a Diva Search contestant. Oh, God! Poor Eric!
Oh, good God!
He almost hit the ceiling.
Deranged man is attacking everyone.
Oh. Serotonin here with the uncensored lettering going on.
I was about
on.
To say, this is uncensored. 2000.
It's uncensored! They actually were on the dark match at the pay-per-view and lost, so start to that push. Oh.
Turn it up, Jake.
Oh boy, it's a push-up contest. The Backlund system. So
the Comic Sans font.
Yes, amazing. So Shelley won at the pay-per-view, so he got some amount of points. I'm pretty sure. So continuing the Paparazzi Championship Series. I don't even have to hear what he's saying. I know it's absurd.
He called the push-up bars Bob Backlund authorized.
God. I only do push-ups from my fist. Do you want
to do one? I do not appreciate these shenanigans.
I really would like to not be involved in this tomfoolery.
It's nice that they're taking this push-up contest seriously by wearing, you know, gym equipment and stuff. I'm on steroids.
I love his obsession with fucking Sanjay being on steroids.
Oh, here we go.
All right, so we got Senshi with 8 points, Lethal with 7, and I didn't. Oh, my goodness. SoCal.
Good Lord, SoCal.
There we go.
Said, he must have been very big on the old wrestler because he also says, are you doing those warrior style when he's doing the push up? And then whenever they do the salt and pepper. Whenever he's in the push, he goes, push-ups.
we're getting pretty damn close to the SoCal Val stuff, aren't we?
It's 2008, I believe.
Got pretty close to her stuff just now.
I was going to say, we got pretty close to her stuff there, too, yeah. Jake's got the one right on the head.
The lens was right in there.
The lens was quite horny in the situation.
Now, I would say this could be a banger, but this was also a match I feel that we've seen 217 times where I've been on that Impact ident.
Daniels is such a Mortal Kombat. I need Senshi versus Daniels so we could have a full-on Mortal Kombat.
You just hear do 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 in the background the whole time.
Jerry Lynn looks like Michael Hayes and RVD like combined.
That's actually really accurate.
Right, like I just dawned there, like from behind they show, I was like, damn, that looks like Michael Hayes with his blonde semi-mullet thing.
Ironically, the first show we went to last week at WrestleMania, he refereed a RVD match, so.
Ah.
RVD fought Speedball, and Jerry Lynn was the ref. In the old ECW arena.
I'll count to four. After that, I'll give you an extra warning. If you want to listen after that, then we give you a real stern warning. If I get to five, you don't want anything to do with it, mister.
I forget what pod it was on, but I loved us completely botching the Spanish way of saying that. It might have been the last episode of this, honestly.
A lot of strong gymnastic work there.
Mm-hmm. Could either of y'all ever do a cartwheel?
You see the size of me. You see the size of me. I was looking if I did a handstand.
In the pool.
I don't think I've ever done a real one. You know, like where I was fully vertical.
Gotcha.
I could do like the fake one where you like stick your legs like to the side.
Yeah. Last time I attempted one, I could still do it, so. It's been a while, though.
I think if I try, I'd probably blow both quads like Vince at the Rumble.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure with my knees at this point, I would definitely implode.
Shane at WrestleMania.
Yeah, true.
Jay, we do not mention Lord Voldemort's name around here, okay?
Oh, sorry.
He didn't say Benoit, I'm just kidding.
Blow both my quads like redacted.
I didn't blow my quads out like redacted.
Since she's tag team partner redacted.
Yeah. I feel like we hadn't seen Since she in a match in a while. Like a one-on-one match in a while, I mean. I feel like he was in the X Division fuckfest at Turning Point.
Looks like we got a whole load of new people in the front row. Not seen any of these jamokes before.
Mm-hmm. Trying to change it out. This is gonna hurt. Oh, man.
Be really disappointed if we get through this episode and there's no Dale Torborg. It'd be a real.
Yeah, we need that Pierzynski appearance.
I need a follow up.
I was quite glad I missed that show. I was like, oh good, the baseball guy's back.
Oh, I think I hear the crowd chanting, "We want Torborg." The Torborg?
Yeah, Torborg.
Let's say that. Okay.
You get your hands off that belt. It's not yours.
I was going to say that he is Chris Sabin with his ridiculous hair, but that could just be any year, let's be honest.
His polo with him. What a great sell.
Made sure he's kept his lanyard on, though.
He got him! That match was not title, of course. But now that he's pinned him, anything is possible. I wasn't trying to hit you with the belt. I was saving you from Chris, you jackass. How dare you?
He's not a happy man.
I don't like being kicked in the head. Next time you do that, I'm going to knock your face off.
What was on the paper? I feel like we had something that was like absolutely completely terrible on the pay-per-view. Am I thinking of the...
That would be the VK.
That's what it was.
Sean. Michael Higginbottom and... Oh, God, Slick's now he's attacking security. Oh,
what's his purple stare? They have Planet Fitness? With purple stare.
If you want to know what Slick sounds like when he screams, he's like, oh, God, oh, my God, oh, no, my leg, oh, God.
My leg.
He has a very high pitched southern accent. If you had to figure that out. Yikes. Oh, I should.
Oh, that too. That was, yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, right.
It's like they heard me talking about it and they're like, here's the reminder of this
dumb boy. Here's the horrible segment you're referring to. I'm pretty sure they invited Vince to come to Impact tonight, so we'll see if VKM shows up. The real VKM, I mean.
Highly unlikely, Jess.
If it was 2024, you'd probably take up that invitation.
This horrific makeup, nightmarish.
I think you guys mentioned on the last episode, but the best part of it of this was OBG trying to do the serious promo whilst all the latex is stuck to his face.
And he just kept talking and talking.
Oh yeah, it was talking. Like it felt like a 40-minute segment. I'm sure it wasn't as long as we thought, but. They're updating the tag team titles tonight on Raw.
Oh, I thought you meant on here. I thought you meant on TNA.
No, not yet.
Updating.
We'll get that before too long, though.
When you say updating, do you mean just the old design, or have you just getting rid of the red belt?
They've gotten rid of the red belts. Uh-oh. Now it's SoCal.
Okay, this is one step too far, Kurt.
You get to fuck, Kurt.
Although if we get gratuitous shots of her ass, then, you know, you carry on, Kurt.
Oh, he's stepping on her hair. That's just mean.
Does he have, is his motivation to get Joe to come out or something? Is that
yes, he's trying to get Joe.
Okay, I thought so.
He feel bad.
Yeah, Joe won't do it because obviously he's...
Oh, we're getting the King of the Mountain? We got a penalty box.
Oh!
Like how he's trying to cap off, like, Joe noted, like, hero. When has Joe ever seemed like he gave a shit about anyone?
That's what I was just thinking.
There's a guy there in the crowd with a Voodoo Kin Mafia t-shirt on. How many times do you reckon he's worn that in his life?
I hope that's the only time. I don't know, he's probably...
Lewis was here, he'd be looking for it on eBay.
I want to say Matt looked for a Voodoo Kin Mafia shirt on our last episode. And we were horrified to figure out that it was like $80 or something like that. It was something Voodoo Kin Mafia. I don't think it was that exact shirt.
You did that thing where you're looking for like the most expensive piece of merch on eBay. I think some ended up being about 800 quid or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
I do listen. I'm just not to details, man.
I appreciate it, Ben. I appreciate it. There's a very haggard grandma over over Cornette's left shoulder.
Hashtag haggard grandma.
She looks like she's been through some shit. You see who I'm talking about?
Oh, I see her, yes. She's looking very pensive as well. Like,
why did you stupid grandkids make me come to this? There's an equally confused another grandma, like on the row above, like on the other side of his head.
I think she sat next to an equally confused grandpa as well. They're like, what? Yeah, they're like, why are we coming here?
Is it time for us to go back there to retirement?
Can we eat yet? Oh, Cornette's finished.
So what was Cornette and he came scolding him or something?
So we are going to have a tag match where they will be on opposite sides next week. Because apparently Joe's contract says they cannot force a rematch. But tag matches aren't covered in that. So they will meet on the opposite side of a tag match next week. And Angle says that hopefully he can convince him Olympic style to have another match, which I guess means just snapping his ankle. Angle also said if Cornette doesn't deliver, he's going to kick the shit out of him. So I hope he doesn't deliver, because I would love to see Kurt beat the crap out of Cornette. That would be amazing.
You're just mean.
Me? No.
He's just a mean boy. He's just being mean. Oh.
Apparently the Voodookin Mafia, the idea came from BG James' 15-year-old son.
What so, shithead.
And they originally, before he changed it, they were going to call it the Very Cool Men.
Oh, God.
The Very Cool Men.
And obviously cool spelled with an K for extra coolness.
Sure, yeah. Jeez.
Very Cool Men.
I like how he is selling the eye still with the shades on, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he still has the shades on.
And even then, he's not wearing them properly.
The gigantic bandage.
It looks like just a giant thing of putty that he just stuck to his face. Like a big Play-Doh glob just...
By the way, I don't know if you guys had the same thing on your app, but there's apparently a special offer to save 25% on the World Champion annual tariff on TNA Plus.
I have not seen it.
I never knew we get an annual tariff.
But I think that basically means you get all the pay-per-views live. I think that's just what that means.
Yeah, I'm not paying that price that they asked for that.
Yeah, yeah. The starting price is $219.99, you know, that kind of... even 25% off, that seems a bit pricey.
I sent the picture of the new tag titles in the chat. You would like to look at them?
Let's have a look.
It looks like the World Heavyweight title, pretty much.
I will say I am genuinely surprised if not they didn't do a Zack Ryder on Truth and just take the titles off him last week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is vile. That is absolutely awful.
Fucking vile. It appears that the like plates are actually red. It didn't look red in that picture, but
Ooh. So
not their best work. But
well, you know, it's still better than the United States title.
It's better than the nickel belts that they've had for a decade now.
That is true. That is true. That is true. To step up from them, I'll give you that.
And I assume that they'll do the same thing on SmackDown. And give them to Mr. Doodah and Mr. Theory.
good old Mr. Doodah.
He's undefeated at WrestleMania, mate.
Is he 1-0?
He is 1-0. I don't know. I don't know if they technically count the fact that he didn't win the Raw Tag titles as a loss. He technically won, I guess.
They don't technically count many things, so...
I gotcha. Conan is going to be locked in the shark cage. That's the...
Oh, well, that makes sense. That's the... Yeah.
So we have a rematch from the pay-per-view here.
And this is just a regular match. It has no goofy, like, stipulation apart from the shark cage.
Apart from the shark cage, no. No, well, actually, if AMW lose, they will have to break up forever. So.
Okay. Ah.
And this is actually for the titles, unlike the pay-per-view. The pay-per-view is just a flag match.
which he lost, so they get a title match on the next show. Got you. Oh, it's like WWE 16 years later. Don't know who I could be referring to there, yeet.
Apparently it was no yeet.
No, it was shit. Trust me, as a viewer at home, I know you guys are alive, but trust me, it was shit.
Oh no, it was pretty bad in the arena as well. So by far the worst match, not even close. Mm-hmm. It just didn't have anything to it. That was like, well, they screwed the build. They made Jimmy like a fucking dork. The whole build, and then you're expected to like believe that he has any chance to beat Jay. Not gonna happen.
I mean, I will say,
and if they just do it to say, oh, he beat him, so, but they didn't even do that.
I will say, if you like super kicks and splashes, that was your match, or he fought me.
Still didn't break out.
This is one of those bad bloodline matches.
They still didn't break last year's record of like 26 in the match with
Sammy and KO, though. Yeah, but that match was brilliant because of Sammy and KO.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh dear.
That's a funny sell by Hernandez. Just like flopped up.
Chris Sabin. Harris genuinely does look like a bloke who's had a few too many on a Saturday night.
Looks insane.
Just on the floor.
Someone just paper mache'd his eye.
I've been patched up. I've been to the hospital. I've been patched up, and now I'm going back for it. I'm going back.
The rep. Oh, hey, man, come on.
Oh,
James, how dare you? You fuck. Well, they've been teasing it for a long time, but
wow.
It is over.
I love him coming in for the pin.
I'd have gone for the one finger pin just to really rub it in.
Of course, Petey Williams. Very upset that they let America down. Guys on a team Canada for like 14 years.
And that's it. The best tag team in TNA to this point breaks up mid-show or towards the end of the show on an impact. That's what we do.
Yeah, the random pairing of Petey with the AMW after this. I don't know why I did a Bret Hart there. The AMW! Apparently, Mark Marrow is a security guard with TNA now. He was trying to hold Petey back there.
I know, this is why, because we need to end the show with Christian. It's been a very chatty show tonight, isn't it? Yeah.
Very chatty.
Third Degree Burns, what is that, an album? Is that the Velvet Revolver album?
No, that is the TNA album.
The theme tunes.
Oh. Yeah. Gotcha.
It is the TNA album. I love the guy in the front row of the second level dressed as a Blippi. See what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He just said, whoa, it's Christian Cage.
Riding in a fire truck.
God, I hate this.
Tyson Tomko truck.
Tyson See, I don't, know who you're truck. On. I don't know who you're on about, but I found it funny.
Yeah. But be glad you don't have kids is all I'll say. He is a YouTube
entertainer.
He is a child.
YouTube entertainer.
Is he an influencer? Is this what we're saying?
No, he just like it's like children's. He dresses in like a he's like a blue stripe kind of thing.
Oh,
and then I guess his main gimmick is vehicles, from what I've seen. I know he's branched out more, but I think originally
guy,
I was,
you see the guy in the orange and blue shirt in the front.
Yes.
Okay, so that's his like color scheme.
So I would say that's more of a rugby shirt, but yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just meant the shirt in general, but. But
there's a guy that I know we were talking about Rude being great value Randy. The guy in front of Blippi is doing his best great value Randy impression as well.
Very true. Oh God, Tomko's about to kill him. Anyways, he just does these videos about adventures and stuff like that, and he visits like historical sites, but he does everything and, oh my God, this is my voice and I constantly talk like this.
Yes.
Oh. And he goes all the time.
Well, fortunately, my nephew's 10 now, so all he does is watch Fortnite videos on YouTube instead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Fortnite, Roblox, yeah.
I try to say to him, like, mate, you can actually play the game. You don't need to watch these.
I know y'all never believe this, but he made a short bus joke at Abyss during that promo, Christian.
The poor referees are taking a shit kicking tonight.
Oh my God, Rudy's about to take the shot treatment.
I know.
What a small child. Oh!
Gonna get a TNA ref union angle at this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was gonna say we might get a
big old strike.
Might get all Survivor Series 99 on us.
Please. Black hole him through the fucking earth.
Yeah.
The way he kicked his legs. Oh, it's so dude.
Poor Andrew. I can't stop looking at Blippi Man. It's Sting.
See, this is too much of Sting when Cornette's gonna get chokeslammed.
I wish he'll accept go ahead.
He'll accept the referees taking a shit kicking, but not Cornette.
Oh my God! It's Goozling Mitchell. So Sting's whole gimmick right now is he knows Abyss's secret. That involves Father James. Yeah.
How to know Russo is back without knowing Russo is back.
You keep messing with my head. I hate you. Oh, they had to show us Don getting pulverized again. Very Abyss-heavy episode, by the way.
Ooh.
Him and Kurt.
If you're an Abyss or Kurt fan, this was the show for you.
Kurt. Sad Brock's not here, so we can hear Kurt. All right, Jim, what'd you think of that first one?
You put Don in the ankle lock, Kurt. That's what you're going to do. I thought this was a little bit mid. I kind of like the chaos with the angle stuff, but otherwise it felt a little bit mid. So I'm gonna go 5.
Ben, what'd you think?
I'll go a notch below because, like I said, you know, you've got the best tag team they've ever had to this point, and you just break them up like half an hour into a show. It's like, okay, what's the point? And it's just too chatty, and you know, there's only two matches on the whole show, so 4.5 for me.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'd probably go right down the middle with a 5. Pretty mid show. I did like the through line of Kurt just destroying people.
I enjoyed the rest getting beat up at the end. That was good fun.
Yeah, that was good. Probably should give it 10 stars for that, actually. But if we have episode number 2 pulled up, we will hit play.
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1.
Yes. Oh, no production snafu on this one.
Yeah, no snafu.
Are we in for some Christmas shenanigans here?
Possibly.
Like I said, Santa Claus going to show up?
Like I said before, we apparently have Sacha Baron Cohen as Santa in the thumbnail. So.
And like I said, hopefully Rebel Wilson doesn't turn up.
Isla Fisher can, though.
Well, she will. Now they split up, definitely.
His head is incredibly veiny whenever he pulsates.
I mean, on a semi-serious note, that's a very weird feud. I mean, who had like Rebel Wilson and Sacha Baron Cohen as like feuding?
They're probably both equally as irrelevant at this point, so they're just trying to get in the limelight somehow. Oh, God! That shock treatment was even worse the second time. Rudy for MVP.
The one and only time you'll ever receive it.
Damn it, Jake. You've got that fucking blippy fire truck song stuck in my head.
Sorry.
I dare you. Fire truck. Running on a fire truck.
Oh, here come uncensored. I mean serotonin.
So Kaz is basically Christopher Daniels.
Oh my God. I think you mean Chris Gaines.
Oh God.
That's what he looks like.
Kazarian. I'm gonna have to remind myself of I remember that Divine is Havoc now.
Kaz has gone full on like your man from My Chemical Romance, hasn't he?
Yeah. Big time. Raven.
Serotonin. Yeah, so.
Please get it out as quickly as possible. I don't want to get whatever disease Raven has.
Gout.
The body gout. Oh, and of course, Maverick Matt is Martyr.
Oh.
So we have Havoc and Martyr. And then Kaz is just Kaz.
And I'll say Kaz just stays as Kaz.
Yeah, they didn't have a sexy name for him. You know, the stupid thing is Divine should be Havoc because he has an M on his head. But apparently they fucked that up. I don't know. Like on his little makeup, he has like an M drawn on his forehead. But he's Havoc. And Maverick Matt is Martyr. Ooh!
Ooh!
God. Might have knocked old man Borden's teeth out.
I mean, I know this is too big a spoiler, but it is quite funny to see where Kaz is here and then where he'll be in a year's time.
Oh, yeah. Kaz
world champion, I hope.
He has quite the journey, let's put it that way. Oh.
Maybe not world champion, but he'll be very, very, very well used, we'll put it that way. Ball game. Sting.
We'll get squashed like a bug here. Which Blitzy approves of.
He's still paying his dues from bailing. Go to WWE for a cup of coffee. Says he's got the belt and he wants Sting, or he wants Abyss to give him his match.
To be fair, he didn't make Velocity worth watching for those 3 months.
That is true. I love that his reasoning for asking for his release was he realized they weren't going to take the Cruiserweight division seriously. Yeah, no shit.
Now, has anybody seen that dickhead on? I think he's on the second row there, just wearing his baseball cap off the side.
Yes.
Ironically, a Phillies hat. Ooh. Maybe I wear my hat like that, Ben. What are you trying to say?
Well, I'd call you a dickhead as well. To your face.
Well.
Trying to look up this album, see what the songs are. Prequel, Sting. Slay Me, Sting. No More Fears, Robert Roode. Prequel, Samoa Joe. Crush You Up. So I guess a lot of people get a prequel.
Yep.
Stampede, Rhino.
Oh, here come the jackasses with gifts for the
Impact.
Oh.
Abyss down in the catacombs.
This would have been reasonably close to Christmas as well. Mike's back. Don's back. Change the shirt.
A tie, something. Was it Whataburger? Don's agony is just so.
I think Don's won that time before.
What is that? It's like jellyfish. What is on that thing?
So does that mean we're getting Rhino, Joe, and AJ tonight? Is that right?
Yeah, we had Rhino and AJ at Turning Point, so. I'm not sure if they. Pretty sure the match ended by nefarious means, so they'll probably have a rematch. Our next pay-per-view is Final Resolution, of course. Final Resolution, the first pay-per-view of the year.
Always made me giggle they did that.
And Genesis, ironically, one of the last pay-per-views of the year. I also lied earlier. Cinchy won the X Division match of the Paparazzi Championship Series at Turning Point. As soon as I said that Shelley won, I knew that didn't sound right.
Get your facts in order, mister.
I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh. My Chemical Romance, Cal is about to get a beating.
He looks like a baseball player.
Well, I was going to go more with, what do you think it is, 2020 with his mask on like that?
Nope. Oh, Sean's not here for the Christmas story lamp.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry, guys, I got to go. I'm just kidding.
Of everything we've seen on this podcast, this is what...
This is the one that breaks Logan.
This is the step too far.
I've had enough.
How do you feel, Jake, that we're almost through another year?
You know, I feel.
Do you feel this getting better? Do you feel that I'm finally telling the truth?
You know, I feel like since we've gotten to the post-weekly pay-per-view, it just kind of ebbs and flows. Yeah. Like, it's hard to even say if it's consistently good or bad. Because, like, it's like such a hodgepodge. Like... Yeah. I will say, I feel like the pay-per-views have consistently been, like, Usually they're decent at worst. Like, they rarely, like, completely shit the bed on a pay-per-view now. The impacts are so, like, it's just weird. Like, I feel like they never get into a run where it's like, oh, they're hot. Because we'll literally watch, like, 2 weeks and we're like, that's real good. And then, like, the following 2 weeks are just, like, kind of sucky. And I just, there's never any rhyme or reason to it. Like, they never get, like, I feel like you couldn't sit here and be like, ah, well, like, 06 is a good era of Impact or something. Because you couldn't, it's, like, so inconsistent.
Somebody with a natural, somebody took the time to draw that Naturals poster.
What a douche.
I don't believe that. It's got to be a plant. So there's stupid, there's stupid little videos of them running in the stadium.
So we get yet another tables match between these two teams.
Like, do you remember last month when this happened?
I thought the Naturals were gone at this point. Keep saying
this that. This might be it.
Yeah, as I was saying, I really don't think they actually last too much longer. I just feel like Shane Douglas has broken up with him like 4 times. And somehow he still keeps getting back together with him.
Shane Douglas is that guy who just won't admit the relationship isn't working out.
Yeah, the Naturals are that girlfriend that he can't walk away from.
He needs some of that sweet, sweet doo-doo poontang.
Oh, God. Doo-doo poontang.
Doo-doo looks so ridiculous in the long trunks. I'm sure we've said it before, but very Mantis-like.
Oh, Chase Stevens looks extra Dolph Ziggler-y. With the long pants, too. Or Nick Nemeth, sorry. I can't call him Dolph Ziggler anymore.
No, for legal reasons, stop it.
Nick Nemeth.
I feel though, if this is it for the Naturals, it's a real shame that Lewis isn't here, because, you know, he's their biggest fan.
Yeah, I love the duds. The Impact Zone loves the Dudleys. Hey, look, they're doing the what's up. Aren't you guys excited?
Can you tell from the tone of my voice?
God, the Ricottas are...
I was about to say it.
Extra loaded tonight.
What was that?
He is full ravioli tonight.
What is Bumble wearing? Is he wearing like slip-on church shoes? He's got like the slip-on dress loafers.
Oh, they're gonna give him the Mae Young power bomb.
He looks like Krusty the Clown, like when he hides on the boat when he's trying to hide from fame. It's like out of costume, Krusty the Clown.
Oh, man. Just drives you straight. Just drives you straight down. Doesn't even try protect him.
He might have been lucky he didn't get stabbed right there. That piece of the table almost jabbed him in the side.
Yeah.
All right, now. We might finally have the death of the Naturals. I'm saturated.
Cleaning house on the tag teams, huh? Oh my God, you see the spit Shane Douglas's mouth. Good Lord.
He said, "Globule. You warned them, and now the experiment is over."
Experiment, eh? Mm-hmm.
Spelled with an X.
Tyson Tomko promo.
Tyson Tomko bringing his Netflix DVD back. just to round up the 2006-2007 references.
Yeah. Catch me up here, Logan.
I wish I could.
What is Tomko's DVD?
Why has Truth got a cigarette in his ear?
He apparently has something we want to see. We'll see what it is.
Oh,
can we get Hoyt? What is happening?
Hoyt dancing.
Apparently, Tomko's gonna show us the secret. Whatever this is. Are they throwing little sting bats? Is that what those are?
I have no idea what's happening. Look at the camera angles on Hoyt's little dance. What?
Oh, now they have foam fingered steel chairs.
All right.
This is just praying for a Hoyt kick.
What is Hoyt doing?
Okay, I'm sending a tag so I know that we need to gift this. December 21st, around the 25 minute mark. Wait, no. No, wait, 25. 26 left.
This has to be the low point of his career.
I'd argue it's the high point. The highlight. It's all downhill.
Oh.
Like he's got the bin bag.
Oh, the pogo contest. Here we go.
Pogo. All right. Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord.
Big fat oily man is back.
Mm-hmm. He can't get up.
I bet that's not the only thing he can't get up.
The Senshi reaction shots are just incredible.
I do love Nash's dedication to the craft. He's taking it so seriously.
I love the King of the Ring 2001 pillars they have in the background. I keep wanting Shane McMahon to go through one of them. Oh my God, are those Nike Shocks? Those were the shit back in the day. Those shoes. So Austin Starr in the lead with 10. Oh, here's Santa Claus.
Everybody getting
DVDs. He's throwing the DVDs.
This is very 2006 to throwing DVDs into the crowd. Latin America.
I love the violence in their
They're here to fuck up Christmas.
You see, the thing, you'd think they'd be happy to, like, you know, two of the tag champ challenges have gone.
Yeah, all they have to deal with now is Fatty Ray Dudley and Ricotta Devon.
And Truth and Dancing Lads, you know.
That's true. And NVKM, who's a threat to no one but themselves.
Oh, Santa's departed. He doesn't want to be around these guys.
The hell is going on? He's got
now WWE, they are nice tag titles.
Keep trying to figure out who the actual Santa is. He doesn't look familiar.
Balls Mahoney.
We don't believe in that gringo Santa Claus. Oh, I just read who it was. It's much worse than Balls Mahoney.
Balls Mahoney, still alive in 2006. Not alive now, though.
As I say, I'm pretty sure he's not still alive, but yes, he is very alive here.
There's only one fat man who delivers me presents. He ain't no Santa.
Who is it, Logan? Who is the Santa?
You'll see.
Oh.
Don't spoil it for yourself.
Conan cutting the promo with this fucking like Christmas tree thing in his hand.
Conan says, while the gringos go on vacation, the Latinos work and starve. He yells at Santa that he never got his Miami Dolphins jersey.
Oh,
God. This is funny.
Conan's got grievances with Santa.
You didn't get me my Dan Marino jersey.
Peel my potatoes.
You gringo fuck.
You strawberry.
Now, Logan, I've got the volume turned down. Would it be obvious to me if I turn it up who it says?
Probably. Did that answer your question?
No.
No.
Oh, he's attacking it, though.
Oh, my God. It's Brother Runt. It's Santa Runt.
Oh, no. He's in trouble now.
It's Santa De Niro. Oh, my God. He's about to border toss Santa. My God. Oh!
It's a strong 9 on the board.
Oh my God, he wipes out with the lamp.
Comes the Jamoke squad.
Oh no, the shade has fallen off. Oh my God.
The Jamoke squad.
This episode has been like a clusterfuck. Like, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Speaking of, Ben,
I'm starting to think you might have been right. Maybe this wasn't a recap episode, but we could have skipped it. Well, they fell into a weird spot where, like, this is, like, kind of too far before Christmas, and the next one's, like, after. So it was, you know. Usually if they do those review shows, it's like the day before, the day of, day after, you know. Oh my God, they went to Raw. It's in Knoxville. I think that's what that said, at least.
I got the camera quality.
Oh my God, it said
burning my retinas.
Chuck E. Cheese?
Chester Mozzarella.
Oh, look, they just happen to have two VKM signs just there.
Look at that. There are pairs of fans surrounding them.
Pairs of fans.
They made their own Christmas carol about Paul Levesque. Yes.
Well, quite like that AJ shit.
There are just ones and ones of fans everywhere. AJ looks like he's about to go play paintball.
I'm about to go on a mini golf date with Wendy. She's getting out of class. We're going to have a great time. I'm going to make a hole in one on the volcano.
The hole will be flat, though.
You know, what's my least favorite Stevie Wonder song, Borash? Higher Ground. Because I don't like that.
And he leaves it kind of up to the question, is it flat Higher Ground? Therefore, if it is, it would be my favorite. But
Borash, let me tell you about a landform that I'm very conflicted about, a plateau. It is elevated yet flat, so I'm not sure how to feel.
Somebody said it on one of the recent episodes, but Joe with hair is starting to wear on me a little bit.
He had a weird, like, scraggly scruff beard going on the last episode, too. That was kind of odd.
The Elvis hair is starting to starting to kind of skeeve me out.
The pompadour?
Yeah. Ooh!
To recap here, some of the AMW greatest hits.
Why'd you do it, James? Why? I feel like this is a
they have been on like Cubes for a while.
The D'Lo Brown days. I'm looking forward to changing poo poo diapers.
Yeah, Jake's right. This did need to happen.
Yeah, they've been on fumes.
And they've been teasing it for I felt like they teased it and then it kind of went back. And they teased it and kind of went back. So it's just it was time. Now, whether they'll never tag again, that's up for more question. But, of course, Storm is saying the regular stuff. Harris was out for himself. He's a drama queen. He never worked as hard as he did, blah, blah, blah. So.
It always blows my mind that, you know, Storm's in a pretty great tag team here, and then he's even in an even better one. It's absolutely mad to think that. Wearing a bandana under his cowboy hat, that's a choice.
Don has a good University of Tennessee outfit on tonight.
With the jellyfish tie.
his sea algae tie. That is a very odd design. Here comes Abyss.
Oh, more Abyss. Well, look, here's the thing. We can't say they haven't made the world champion front and center. We usually moan about the world champion not showing up. And he's, you know, been all over these two episodes.
Yep. The only person that would complain about more Abyss is Scott Shiflett. And Jake
apparently. Jake one time.
And Jake after a 2-hour pay-per-view with us very drunk.
Well.
Insane take by me. He's been consistently one of the best parts of TNA since we started.
Blame the alcohol, it's fine.
Yeah. Generally pretty much always delivers. Even in situations where, like, you would not think.
I feel like when you were saying it, you didn't even believe that.
No. His
heart and soul just wasn't into it.
It was a work.
You know, Abyss isn't really that good.
It was a work.
You were just trying to get a rise out of all of us. While Scott Shiflett was definitely saying, oh, yeah, you're right, he sucks. While Schiff only hates him for one thing with Hogan in 4 years.
No matter what I said about him, nothing is as bad of a roast as he's as ugly as they wanted Mankind to be.
He really is. He's an ugly motherfucker.
Is it like Sean and his Sting's never had a good match theory?
Probably something like that.
I think that was genuinely my favorite episode of the pod was when Sean was like, name a good Sting match, and then we proceeded to name about 10 without even drawing breath.
And he was like, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, I guess you're right. Sting preaching the gospel here. Tells Abyss to stop worrying about the past, that he can't change it.
Yeah.
But the good news is that he can change his future.
I'll be a mentor, Darby. I mean, wrong storyline.
Instead of giving him the title back, as long as he gets his title match and they can shake hands. My God, it's Christian.
Uh-oh.
Once again, live via satellite.
With another appalling shirt on.
Where is he at? Is he outside of a greenhouse?
It looks like a prison.
It kind of does. Maybe it's a mental institution.
Greenhouse.
Top secret greenhouse with all the barbed wire on top.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
He's at a chemical plant. This is like, what is he saying?
Is Christian making some stupid jokes like he always does?
So this is obviously some kind of medical facility that Abyss used to live at.
Oh, Lord. Here we go. Is Christian going to be fucking a corpse next?
Oh, God. Christian is playing mind games, trying to remind him of his past. While Sting's just trying to be the light on the other side. Get it? Sting is the angel on his shoulder and Christian's the devil.
Oh, that's too deep for me. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He didn't shake his hand. Oh, God. Who could have seen it coming? Did either of you feel like there's been like a lot of jump cuts during this segment?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I feel like really there's been a lot of random like production snafus.
And keeping the straight lighting on. Oh, Tom goes here.
This is here. It's very a lot of volume tonight.
Oh, great value. Great value. Jeff Hardy appears to be one of the security guards.
How do they not notice him there? Like, Abyss is so dumb. When Christian's like beating the piss out of Sting and he like has no idea.
Get to the back, Abyss. You don't have to save. You don't have to save Sting.
He doesn't need saving.
He doesn't have your best interest in mind. Only I do. Where are you going? Come back! Damn it!
With the baseball bat, though. Oh, subtle.
Steve's not your friend. I'm your only friend, you freak.
You freak.
I should have called him a French fried freak like Vince did to Kane. on our last rep, Jake. All time is.
Oh, just saw Blippi guy again.
Blippi! So much to learn about. Want to scream and shout, Blippi!
And then fire truck.
That's his theme song.
I gathered.
This is the worst part about the fire truck song is he also sings that with another YouTube entertainer named Miss Rachel.
Oh.
It is equally.
Oh.
Why do I feel like Don saying, there's some real shit going on here, Mike? I can't wait to see what the answer is. I wonder how many burns AJ got over the years from that entrance.
What happened to him at the pay-per-view? He got cut or something, right? Didn't something happen to him at the pay-per-view, AJ? He got some kind of...
Oh, yeah. Well, he almost got dumped on his head. Yeah.
Yeah,
Rhino was trying to, like, slam him on a trash can, and the trash can was, like...
Well, yeah, it was really a trash can. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Slick plastic, and it, like, completely slipped from under him. He almost landed doom.
There's another weird camera cut look. They, like, cut to the Tron thing and then, like, swoop down.
Uh-oh. Oh, good news. Good news, gentlemen. Apparently a backlash. The poor French are going to have to sit through Damien Priest and Jey Uso.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Jey won a match last week to be the number one contender. Fire truck. Riding on a fire truck. Who's the MVP of this episode? Blippi.
Uh-oh.
That's how good he's been.
Really though, how does Rhino even like pick up things? His arms look so short.
How does he bend over? He is such a freaking husk of a human being.
Like I'm not even being a smartass. I really don't see how he wipes. I really don't. Like how does it work? I think he has to get like the stick put the toilet paper on a stick. He cleans himself with a rag on a stick.
Sorry, my internet went out there for a little bit. So.
Uh-oh.
What's up, the internet?
It just, like, randomly quit. It was weird.
Is that enough of this shit?
You were, like, talking, and it just went, like...
Well, hope you didn't miss that very intelligent comment about how one pondering how Rhino wipes. Because I don't think it's possible. I need someone to use that fan. The fan is like iconic to me now. Like we see it so much. I need it to be used as a weapon. The fan and that like fucking 4 million watt light that they have right in Don's face, like roasting him.
Yeah, no wonder he sweats so much. He's cooking over there.
Right, he has the fucking sun in front of him.
They've used everything else. They might as well go for the fan.
So it's one of those like brawls that does end up being a match sort of deals. So I'm getting rid of this.
Seems like it.
Oh my god, the bell never rang. No shit, and then the ring didn't ring.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind. It's just going to be a 2-minute match instead, I guess.
Yeah, I will say, in fact, it does have a result, so it does become a match.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh my god, have you guys seen the drunken douche towards the back of the front section of the crowd there?
The guy like seemingly standing on a box. Yeah.
Great value, Ken Anderson.
He looks like early era, like American Idol, Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, Blippi's got his woman now.
Oh, yeah, she's been there all the time.
It's pretty fun. They're just beating the piss out of each other. Oh, I got the elevation on that. That was like a -3-inch elevation on that belly.
Granted, there's not been much competition tonight, but this gets match of the night quite easily. Oh, you dirty cheat, AJ.
It's true, we are in kind of like, are we in, I feel like we're in tweener AJ mode right now, if I remember correctly. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Ankle lock with the grapevine.
It's got him on the toes.
All right, well, that'll wrap up our second episode. So, Jake, what did you think of that second episode?
I don't know if it was good, but it kept my attention just because of how chaotic it was, because there was just so much shit. And I did like the chaos of the ending with kind of all of our big name players just kind of beating the piss out of each other. I enjoy that quite a bit. So I don't know. I think it was better than the first one. I'll give it a 6, I guess, even though there was a lot of tomfoolery on it.
I gotcha. We know Jerry Lynn hates that, so I can't have too much of that. Ben, what about you?
Yeah, it was definitely better than the first episode. Like Jake said, I quite like the chaos as well. So I'll go 5.5 on it.
All right. Yeah, I'd probably go with Jake. I'd go 6. I think the ending was very enjoyable as well. The brawl kind of end everything. But yeah, you know, we're starting to see the Russo-rificness of it all with how much is going on. It's almost good to like keep your attention because something's always going on, but it also is super chaotic. And it's not always good chaos, but chaos is usually a more enjoyable way to kind of watch these things. So. But yeah, 6 is what it would be for me as well. We'll move to some quick awards. MVP, Jake, who would you have for tonight? I think it's pretty much down to 2.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick. I think I'm going to go with Kurt.
Kurt, I got you. Ben, what about you?
Yeah, I've got to go with Kurt too.
All right. LVP, Ben, who would you go with?
Oh, VKM, come on.
I got you. Also, Hoyt's dancing is. Well, that might not actually be moment of the night, honestly. But Jake Cooper, did your LVP?
Yeah, I think they're going to be tough to beat moving forward.
Yeah, we might just have to name it the VKM Award and
the VKM / Serotonin Award.
We could give it to the Naturals one last time. But we'll go to moment of the night. It might honestly be Hoyt dancing. What would you think, Jake?
I'm going to go with Don getting ankle locked. That's probably the thing I'm going to remember most from these.
Very true. Ben, what about you?
Either Hoytomania or Senshi's reaction to the pogo.
That was incredible. And, you know, none of the matches really did too much tonight, but this main event probably would be the best based on the brawl or kind of after. Yep. So I think that's a pretty easy layup answer for match of the night. Fashion statement, Jake, who would you go with on that one?
Oh, maybe we got to go with our boy Blippi in the crowd.
Yeah. Might be hard to beat Blippi.
And Christian's Velvet Revolver shirt was very 2006.
True. Ben, what about you?
Either Blippi or let's expand into that whole segment with Goldilocks 2.0's Ashley Massaro get up as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say that whole minute or so was filled with them. Don's jellyfish tie is also a candidate as well. But yeah, I'd have to go with Blippi. Blippi was the highlight of the episode, as sad as it may be. Jake, I'll go for you for plugs. What you got to plug?
Yeah, Ruthlessly Aggressive Podcast, churning and burning. We're in the build to SummerSlam 2003. So we got the big main event of Goldberg versus Triple H, big money match. No way that's going to get changed. So looking forward to it.
It really is stunning to me how much they promote it right off the bat and how, you know, it doesn't happen. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that unfolds. But Ben, what about you?
So yeah, Chicken Salad, we've got a new episode out at the moment, which is WrestleMania 18. And we've already recorded the next episode, which was for WrestleMania 33. Spoiler, that show does not age well at all.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I heard y'all were recording that, I was like, oh, I'm glad I'm not on that show anymore.
yeah, it was not great.
It's very long as well.
Yes.
But yeah, you know, yeah. But good to hear y'all are still churning and burning on that one. But as far as me, I've got Talking Docs. I'm on Ruthlessly Aggressive with Jake. YouTube Roulette. You can hear me at Cavalcade of Places. But I will make an announcement right here at the end of this episode. This is our last episode on the Place to Be Nation wrestling feed. Sean Kidd has decided to launch his own feed. It's kind of all of us, the YouTube Roulette crew, the Highway to the Impact Zone crew here. We are going to be on the Backbone Wrestling Network, so that is going to be our new feed. We will have our next episode be on there, so episode number 96 will air there. But we thank Scott for having us here for 95 episodes, but we kind of want to branch out and do our own thing, so looking forward to that new venture. Couple other shows will migrate over there, but I think on everyone's like next episode, we'll kind of talk about what's floating over there, what's kind of staying. So definitely looking forward to that. So, but as always, thank y'all for listening, and we'll see you next time.